This is John Lothian with the daily update of commentary and stories from the First Read section of the John Lothian newsletter for April 16th, 2021. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. We lead off, JLN, today with the hits and takes section. A booster shot may be needed for the vaccine for COVID-19 and an annual shot as well, the New York Times reported. I received my second Pfizer shot last Sunday and have been suffering from a headache on and off all week. Next up is a shingles vaccine. Let the shots keep on coming. Reuters has announced a paywall for their news on their website. According to Bloomberg, there is no date set yet for the start and no word on how this will work relative to all the other news sites that carry Reuters news. FIA recently released two letters urging the UK government to start the process of linking the new UK Emissions Trading Systems, UK ETS, with the EU's Emissions Trading Systems, the EU ETS, as soon as practical. According to a CNBC story, Wall Street executives and employees only spent $2.9 billion on campaigns and lobbying during the last U.S. election. There is a post on the site codeplatoon.org titled DRW and Code Platoon Working Together to Provide Veterans and Military Spouses with Careers in Technology. ICE is putting on a series of discussions titled The Move to Net Zero. In the first of the series, ICE President of Fixed Income and Data Services, Lynn Martin, chats with BlackRock's Head of International and of Corporate Strategy, Mark Weidman, on Thursday, April 29th at 11 a.m. to 11:45 a.m. Eastern Time. There were no new donations to the JLN MarketsWiki Education GoFundMe campaign yesterday. Remember, Trading Technologies will match the next $17,300 in donations dollar for dollar. Support our efforts to preserve industry history by giving to our GoFundMe campaign. Look on johnlothiannews.com later today for a new video from the Open Outcry Traders History Project, this one featuring Tom Asher, the executive chairman of Quantitative Brokers. According to LinkedIn, Trading Technologies' Elise Fleischiker has been promoted to Executive Vice President Marketing from Vice President of Marketing as of this month. Congratulations to Elise on this promotion from all of us at JLN. Timing is everything. In a virtual press briefing on transitioning from LIBOR held Thursday, American Financial Exchange Chairman and CEO Richard Sandor announced the AFX's plan to publish a 90-day Ameribor reference rate by the end of April and 180-day and 360-day forward-looking term rates sometime in May. AFX introduced an Ameribor Term 30 index in March that is meant to be an alternative to the one-month LIBOR, representing 30-day funding costs for U.S. financial institutions. U.S. regulated firms have been instructed to stop using U.S. dollar LIBOR for new trades after December 31, 2021, with a few exceptions. And on March 5, 2021, the UK's Financial Conduct Authority confirmed that LIBOR fixings would no longer be provided by administrators or be representative after December 31st for most rates, sterling, euro, Swiss franc, and Japanese yen settings, as well as one-week and two-month U.S. dollar settings. Here are more stories from the First Read section of today's JLN. Institutions Build Presence in Cannabis Investments. This is a new podcast from John Lothian News and Suzanne Cosgrove. John Lothian News talks to NASDAQ IR intelligence analyst Salim Deya about the evolving cannabis stock sector, including a steady pickup in institutional interest as of the year 2021 unfolds. You can hear this podcast on johnlothiannews.com. Don't forget to register for FIA Law and Compliance coming up later this month. You can register at www.fia.org. Here's a story from Bloomberg. Family offices are targeting 800% returns with SPAC economics. Under the radar, firms are a driving force in SPAC frenzy. Pritzker, Oak, Sawaris family offices among those jumping in. The Pritzkers built an empire spanning hotels to manufacturing before agreeing two decades ago to split up their fortune among 11 descendants. Karen Pritzker, one of the heirs, has parlayed that wealth into venture capital, backing firms such as Snap Inc. and Spotify Technology. Now she's joined the wave of investors turning to blank check firms. My comment, the important thing is that this is a rational investment goal and not just unfettered greed, maybe. There's a single New Jersey deli doing $35,000 in sales valued at $100 million in the stock market, a CNBC report. Hedge fund manager David Eichhorn warned of dangers for retail investors that he sees in the market, and one of his main examples was a tiny New Jersey deli with a market capitalization of more than $100 million. The Paulsboro, New Jersey-based Your Hometown Deli is the sole location for Hometown International, which has an eye-popping market value despite totaling $35,748 in sales the last 2 years combined, according to securities filings. My question is, what? Here's a story from BBC. Gnome shortage, lockdown, and Suez Canal blockage blamed. The ornaments are in short supply with raw materials hard to come by and the recent blockage of the Suez Canal contributing to that national shortage. Ian Byrne, assistant manager of Highfield Garden World in Whitminster, said there has been a massive upswing in sales of garden gnomes. We haven't seen a gnome in 6 months now, unfortunately. My comment, this is the ultimate short. Here is a story from the Financial Times. Bernard Madoff, criminal financier, 1938 to 2021, former NASDAQ chair who ran the world's largest Ponzi scheme. When Bernard Madoff's Ponzi scheme collapsed in December 2008, $65 billion vanished overnight, devastating tens of thousands of small investors, charities, and religious groups who continue to struggle to this day. My comment, this looks like the FT's official obituary for Bernie, which is the right name for him where many people say he is now. Here are your top three most read stories from Thursday's JLN. The top story on Thursday was from MarketWatch. Coinbase's most valuable exchange after its first day of trading. The second most read story was a video interview by John Lothian News. Scott Knutson, from open outcry to electronic trading to trading the goat. And third was a Bloomberg story about Jamie Miller, world's largest crop trader, Cargill names first female CEO. Your crypto markets wiki coin of the week is Binance Coin. BNB became one of the world's largest cryptocurrencies this week. The utility coin, which is used by Binance to pay transaction fees on the Binance exchange, saw a price surge this week as the direct listing debut of Coinbase spurred bullish trends for Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies. BNB's favor among cryptocurrencies investors has been growing since September 2020 when Binance launched its smart chain DeFi application, a decentralized public blockchain to compete with Ethereum. Binance also announced Friday it had burned or removed from circulation $595 million worth of BNB tokens, the largest ever burned for the digital token. Binance routinely does this to increase the value of BNB. When it launched BNB in 2017, the exchange said it committed to burning 100 million BNB, half of its circulating supply. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling your friend about our podcast. And if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Lothian newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.